Well, good evening and welcome to Local Matters. We have a special guest with us today. Shannon Auberson is joining us from All Good Middle School. And I know many of the students at All Good, both All Good Elementary and Middle, have seen you over the years. So I know they'll all be happy to hear from you. But we're going to talk about a lot of things in terms of what's happening at the middle school now and what's happening in science classes maybe relative to COVID or what kind of discussions your students are having. And then we'll just talk about school in general. So sure glad you're here. Some folks may not know you, so start off by telling us just a little bit about your background and how you got to the position you're in now.
Okay, and thanks for having me back. It's always fun to come and chat.
Delighted to have you back.
So I'm from Pickett County. I graduated from Pickett County High School, and I went to Tennessee Tech for my undergraduate and my master's in reading. I have a teaching career in Putnam County for almost 20 years. I worked in the after-school program before I received a job. I subbed for a whole year before that, which was an amazing year. I learned so much. I took a few years off to be the Children's and Families Ministry Director at First United Methodist Church.
I knew you in that program, too.
Which was very fulfilling and wonderful experience. But the opportunity came about that I could possibly come back, go back to Putnam County Schools. And it was just too good of an opportunity. And did lots of research and asked lots of my mentors what they thought. And in this climate that we are in right now in our world, not just in America, but in our world, it was a good idea to probably go back to the profession that I'm trained for, you know, professionally. And so I'm now back at All Good Middle School, which is, you know, the motto, all's good at All Good. And it really is. It's been a wonderful 9 weeks. We just wrapped up. With that said, it's felt like a little bit of a curve. I've been on a little bit of a curve since I have been out. I knew there'd be like a little bit of a gap because I've been out for a couple of years, but it has really felt like being back in college.
Well, and you've come back to a remarkably different education environment than you left.
Absolutely. And it's been a challenge. It's been a joy. It's been wonderful to be part of a team that's like all in. The administrators there, Dr. Winningham and Mr. Heron and Ms. Etheridge are amazing leaders, and they're constantly asking, you know, what do you need? How can we help? Because they're sort of in the same boat. We're all rowing toward, you know, the end of 180 days, but how are we going to do it and make sure everybody's safe?
Wow.
And, you know, and learning something at the same time, but also checking on everybody's mindset and making sure everybody's doing okay and following all those guidelines. So I would not want to be in their position at all. I enjoy being in the classroom.
And we've had several district directors and district superintendents from several counties on here. And it's sort of all like we're in a firestorm right now. It's just,
yeah.
It's tough, but they're making hard decisions, and we respect them for having to for making them even in a tough environment.
Yeah,
no question. Well, tell us about how COVID has affected your teaching and your classroom.
So, like I said, it has it's really felt like being back in college. You know, I did 4 years of undergrad, but then the next 2 years after that, being in a master's program is a different, totally different mindset because it's a little bit tougher. Lots of other regulations and requirements for a master's program, and I was an intern, so it just felt like, you know, a lot all at once. And so this actually feels the same. But for me, I'm a 3 on the Enneagram, so I love to be challenged. I love to achieve and, you know, find something new to learn. So it's really been, my mind has just been overworked, and every night it's very happy to go to sleep and wake up the next morning and learn something new. But with that said, it's also been, okay, what's going to be different today? The first couple of weeks, all of us on the team were like, okay, we'd meet and talk and say, so what's going to be different today? What's going to change? So you had to be, first couple of weeks, extremely flexible because you just didn't know, you know, what guidelines would change.
And you had students at home and students
yeah. Yeah,
in every mixture.
For me, you know, my first point of reference was just trying to reach out to the parents as much as I could. So I tried to call as many as I could. Now, that's a lot when you're a fifth grade teacher. You know, we have over 120 kids. So, and if I didn't reach out to them, I tried to email them, or we use the Remind app and just touching base, because it's sort of scary for them as well, you know, and it's the unknown, like what's happening. And so just trying to keep those communication lines open. And I feel like that our administration really did a good job doing that for me, you know, and because my child actually goes to school there as well. So, and then Dr. King, Mr. Corby King also did a lot of, you know, emailing parents mm-hmm. after each week. And so, but then, you know, when things change in our world, you know, how are we going to react? So, you know, with that said, it's like the fifth grade team, we all just decided, okay, we're just going to plug along, do what we're supposed to do, and just stay joyful and try to be as upbeat and welcoming and happy to see you every day, and which we are, we're really excited. So, and for the kids, I think that was the most meaningful thing, because I really didn't have a lot of absentees this first mm-hmm. 9 weeks. I think they were just happy to be there.
I think a lot of kids are just delighted to be yeah. back at school. And many parents are delighted that their kids are back at school.
Yes, absolutely. At first, you know, we thought the whole wearing a mask would be an issue. But, you know, I think they were just so excited to be there with among their peers that they were like, okay, yes, I will wear this mask if I can be with my friends. So that, I mean, it's not really been a huge issue with fifth graders. Now, here at the end of the 9 weeks, they're starting to get comfortable with each other. Mm-hmm. And you have to keep in mind that a lot of these students did not go to school together in elementary. You know, they've come together from other elementaries.
Yeah.
So it takes a fifth grader, which really they're still sort of like fourth graders because they missed those last couple of months of maturation, you know, together.
Good point.
So it takes a little bit to get used to each other. But toward the end of the 9 weeks, you know, we were saying, put your mask back up and don't put your arm around each other and quit hugging. And but you
so hard for a young person to do.
And I naturally want to hug my students. You know, I'm that person. And I did catch myself hugging one of my students at the end of the day. She just came up to me and hugged me and said, have a great weekend, Miss Auberson. We both just stopped and looked at each other and we were like,
oh, what
I hugged
do?
You. And she yeah. said, I hugged you too. Will you get in trouble? And I was like, no, I don't think so. And it was just an accident, well, you know. But
they've never had to think about things
no,
like this
No,
before.
Not at all. But they are very happy to be there. So
well, that's great. This is Local Matters. And we are talking to Shannon Auberson from All Good Middle School. And Shannon, now that we're back, tell me about the kinds of medical and other precautions that the student encounters in a given day. How does All Good Middle keep them safe?
Well, I mean, we have a routine that the Putnam County School Systems has asked us, and they set a guideline. Everyone does a screener every morning, all of us, even the teachers. We were all provided a thermometer, you know, that's just to point to the forehead. Mm-hmm. At first, you know, the kids, you know, it took them a little while to get used to that, you know, to have their temperature checked. You know, now that's just common routine now. They'll wait at the door for me. They won't even come in the door, you know, until their temperature has been checked. And then they go straight to their Chromebooks, because we're a one-to-one school, so they all mm-hmm. have their own Chromebook. And they'll just immediately go to their screener and type in, you know, and answer the questionnaire, which asks them, you know, if they've been around someone and how do they feel? Was
so
the temperature
they
below?
Get a questionnaire every day.
Every morning. And it's the same one that the, and, you know, the faculty and staff also have. And they're, you know, kids are quick learners. They know exactly what to do. I mean, you know, I'm not even had to say, okay, do your screener. They know immediately. And so with that, you know, they're already there. So it's sort of like easy for them to flow right into doing something that's digital or virtual that, you know, we've tried to set up. So because it is a little bit of a 10 to 15 minute window to make sure everybody's in, you know, and you, by the end of this 9 weeks, I've gotten a little bit better at that. And so now it's like, okay, what's this process? And are you in? You know, everybody's done that. Okay, now, like, when the door's shut, we're going to go ahead and that's like sort of like the Vanderbilt, you know, the anchor down. Okay, door shut, anchors down, let's get started type thing, you know. So that's been good. I mean, it's just taken a little while. And I think once we get back after the fall break, it'll just roll, you know. They'll just know what to do. And then when my class leaves, because I only have like a 45-minute window, and then we switch. So it's like a very tight schedule. And then on 2 days of the week, my teammate and I, we do a block schedule. So that's a little bit better. But before they leave, they're wiping down their computers. So at first we were provided, and we still are, you know, like a spray bottle of disinfectant and paper towels. And me being in a science class, it's hard for me to go, okay, we're using all these paper towels. You know, it's a lot of, you know, use. But, you know, I try to think and tell them, you know, it's something we have to do right now. It's, you know, not going to be like this forever. So let's just try to put that to the side. That is a huge worry, but let's worry about our health right now. And then, so that was a lot. But now they are providing, which is wonderful, are the like alcohol wipes.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's made the process a little bit quicker because I can go in and give each of them. I actually cut mine in two. So it, you know, stretches them a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And so everybody, you know, cleans off their Chromebook, cleans off their table, and then they leave. Or the next class that comes in, you know, I make sure.
And then you repeat the process.
Every class, yeah.
Wow. Wow.
And then at the end of the day, you know, I'm using that disinfectant to spray all the chairs and the desk just before I leave. And then I've personally brought my own, it's like a air purifier.
Mm-hmm.
My husband actually gave it to me for my class. And so before I leave, I just turn it on and it just clears the air and cleans it.
Yeah.
It has these bulbs in it that are, I can't even explain it. You'd have to see a picture to understand it because it's a pretty big machine.
But it's a purifier.
Yes.
And that's amazing.
Not everybody has that, but.
No, but that's the world that we're in right now. Well, this is Local Matters. We are going to take a quick break, and then we will be back with Shannon Auberson from All Good Middle School.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Welcome back to Local Matters. We are talking to Shannon Auberson, and we're talking about the experiences of a middle school teacher and a middle school student in this unusual time we're having with COVID-19. Shannon, thanks for being here. You teach science, and so what does a middle school student, when they're in a science class, ask about this pandemic at this point?
Oh, it's great. I love it. I love all the questions. So that's what science is all based on, especially with the next generation science standards, is you always start with inquiry. And so questioning has been the best. And so at first, it took them a moment, because when I would say to them, okay, now what are your questions? And they just sort of stopped, like, really? Because, you know, sometimes fifth graders are like, someone has said, stop asking all these questions.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, write them down. We want to know. That's how you begin in science, with a question. That's how you begin in engineering. What's the question? What's the problem?
Yes.
And so, of course, they all want to know more about, you know, COVID. They want to know more about not just that, but germs and diseases.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great.
That is great.
Because you just don't know.
Yeah, they're living real science.
And you just don't know which kid in this class or the next one, that's going to be their focus for the rest of their life.
That's right.
And it may not be anybody's, but you want to provide that platform for them to explore. So it's been so much fun, but it's a fun challenge. They had so many different questions, and I really am not at that level of some of these to answer some of these questions.
And neither are most of the leading authorities in the world.
Right. And so I, you know, you don't want to just tell them to Google it or, you know, go check the book or whatever, but, you know, you want them to hear experiences. So this last week we did College Exploration Week. And so most schools, you know, that's like a typical thing in Tennessee because that's when, you know, high school students start filling out college applications mm-hmm. and doing, you know, college visits. But then the middle school really, of course, our middle school did like a focus on different colleges each day. You could dress up. So I thought, okay, this is my opportunity to go ahead and bring in people, you know. Well, we can't really have anybody at school. So we did, each day I set up a Zoom with somebody in the science field. So I just called in a lot of favors from family members and friends. So my cousin, who's a pharmacist, I thought, okay, she might be able to answer some of these questions. She zoomed in from South Carolina. They were fascinated by what she had to say.
I'll bet.
I didn't hold it against her that she graduated from University of Kentucky, but they were fascinated that, you know, first of all, here's this person who's taking time to explain things yeah. to them. Second, that there's this whole world out there, you know, you have this wonderful campus in your own community. You have these other campuses that, you know, branch out from it. And, you know, just all around the world, anything that you can dream of, you should go out there and find it. So I just took that opportunity and thought it would be neat to bring somebody in from these different fields. So I also asked my cousin who works at Austin Peay. And so she had some statisticians and the dean of the STEM department there. Two wonderful ladies from Tech, they actually did get to come over because we met outside in our STEM garden. So it was Dr. Kelly Moore and Dr. Krosnick, who's in the biology department. They came over and talked about different, this wonderful app and program that WCTE is doing called iNaturalist through the iNaturalist app. And so the kids were really excited about that. So different sciences, and that's a lot of what fifth grade is not just biology, not just chemistry, not just engineering. It's like a foundation for all of these different sciences. So, and the most fabulous one of all was my niece. She came in, zoomed in on Friday. She only had a very short window of time because she's an epidemiologist. And so it was like, as soon as she finished talking, hands just started going up. You know, everybody wanted to ask her these questions. I was like, well, we have a few minutes for questions. And they had great questions, you know, that's very
great,
thought out.
They learned a lot just thinking of the questions,
yeah.
let alone.
And I hated that it couldn't be in person, but, you know, a lot of our teaching may not be.
It may not be for quite a while yet. Yeah, that's, I miss the in-person. I used to visit all the schools and talk on careers, and that time is gone for this year anyway.
Yeah.
Well, staying with the students, what kind of special challenges do you think that they've faced? Some of them are personal and emotional. Some of them are technical, I'm sure. But what challenges come to mind when you think about your students?
Well, for my fifth grade students, it felt like there's this maybe 2 to 3 month gap because they have seemed more like a fourth grader than a fifth grader. So they've missed those opportunities, you know, where they were able to come to the middle school and visit, learn the hallways, learn the faces that are there. So that took a couple of weeks just to get used to the whole campus, even though their school is right there on the other side,
right.
You know, their elementary school. Well, you know, they don't even see that really once they get into the building. So that's taken, you know, just the getting used to the place. That was a little bit of a learning curve. But for the most part, for us, this group has felt very resilient. It has felt like I think that each person on my team has made this comment. It has just felt like they are extremely up for the challenge. Like maybe those months that we were out and that they had to maybe learn to survive in those moments, that they've really taken it to heart. Like maybe they don't say that out loud or in that mm-hmm. vocabulary, but it does to us seem like they're ready for the challenge. So for the most part, I feel like that's, for me, that's been like the only part.
And in a lot of ways, the work that Jerry Boyd and others did years ago to create a Chrome campus
oh,
for
yeah.
the the entire Putnam County school system has really paid off, because they've got better access to technology than many, many of the schools in the state.
That's so true. I remember when that was first began, like the platform several years back. And I know I thought, oh my gosh, how will that happen? That's going to be so expensive.
Yeah.
And, you know, how will they ever take care of those things? How will each child, you know, have access to the correct amount of bandwidth or Wi-Fi? How is that ever going to happen? Well, then, you know, technology sort of, you know, you have those questions, and so do engineers. And
they
how
fixed
will
it.
That, how will that, you know, how will this work? And so they have somebody who's like, okay, let's try to figure this out, which was really nice. And just to be honest, going into the future, I cannot imagine, and I've heard some other colleagues of mine say, I can imagine going back without this, you know, because
yes.
we rely on it now. I mean, I could totally bring out the chalkboard and do something in an encyclopedia, but why? You know, there's so many.
I mean, it has changed education, hasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, there's so many different tools at our fingertips and in our toolbox that if we did, I feel like the students would look at us with these eyes that would say, are you thinking?
It's a dinosaur up there.
Yeah. And they do like to see, you know, old school, you know, but
They're
very, I mean, I turn to them all the time and say, what do you think? Am I doing this right? How do I do this? Which is for me, I think that's a teachable learning moment, because I'm learning from them.
I agree. Yeah. My grandchildren are my IT support.
And yeah.
They
so true.
Spend more time pulling me out of a hole than I do
so
them.
So true, yes.
When it comes to technology. Well, how about the teachers? Each of you has had to not learn a whole new way of teaching, but you've been in a totally different teaching environment. How have the teachers done, and what's been the big challenges there?
Well, at Allgood Middle School, we have a wide variety of age ranges in our faculty. So it's really nice. Like one of the teachers on our team just graduated from Tennessee Tech, Emma Brewington, and she is so proficient on new technology. She's just come out the gate. And so that has been really nice for her to be able to sort of mentor some of us. And it has been a little bit of a challenge, you know, for some of us. I'm, you know, mid-40s, and I wasn't up on everything when I came back, but I feel like within these 9 weeks, I told myself, okay, this week, I'm going to learn to do this, and I'm going to get really good at it. And over fall break, there's some other things I really need to get really good at. I have lined up a professional development tomorrow just on my own, just to make sure I know how to do these things. Because, you know, I like to challenge myself, and I want to be, you know, have all those tools in my box, just like my colleagues. So that for me has been the challenge, is just keeping up with everything, because it has felt like something new every day.
I'm sure it has.
But for the most part, just to be truly honest, it has been exhausting, because it is, you know, making sure everybody is safe and everything is clean. And then, you know, then you still have to roll. Like, you still have to continue to teach. You still have to get that good, rich moment of learning for them. But then, you know, you can't do group stuff. So it's like, okay, how do you get them to like learn how to communicate about this? Because in science, that's a huge part of, you know, just talking and the engineering process, you know, talking things out and sharing ideas.
Right.
You know, how do you do that safely? You know, then it's like, how do you make sure your mindset, you know, as the teacher is still being, you know, fed and just calm and having a moment? So I found myself at lunch, like, I really like to take that moment and continue to work, because that's the three in me again, because I just want to keep working. But I've made myself just leave the building and sit outside and have lunch when it's been nice. Just to, number one, get some fresh air.
Yes.
And just to just quiet my mind for a moment.
Yes, give that brain a rest a little bit.
And it's been really, that has been hard for me, because I want to continue to work, but I've made myself, like, I set my lunchbox by the door so I would have to grab it when I walked out with the students. Purposefully to walk out and just, you know, it's a very short moment, but it's been good for me to do that.
Well, that's great. Well, you've been through a remarkable change this fall, and so you've sort of lived this historic moment in education, and I'm so glad you could come in and share your experiences with our listeners, and we look forward to hearing great things from Allgood Middle School, and and from all of the students out there, all the students all over Putnam County. But thank you, and thanks to all of our teachers for the great work they're doing in these really tough times. And thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. It's been wonderful.